Shalom Aleichem for the date of Beis Adar Beis, the second day of the second Adar. Mishneh Yomi is in chapter 6 of Nedarim, Mishneh 8. Hanoder mina tamarim. Someone takes a vow against tamarim, the dates. This means the fruit, not that he's giving up on Shidduchim. So the Mishneh says, mutter, he's allowed to eat bidvash tamarim, the honey that oozes out of dates, date honey. Misitvaniot. Now, sitvaniot are winter grapes that ripen more slowly than the regular grapes, and they just sort of stay there on the vine, and they're not really good for eating. Because they were smaller, less developed, and more bitter, they were actually only really used to make vinegar. So, if he takes that from sitvaniot, mutter bechometz sitvaniot, he could actually partake of the vinegar made from these types of inferior grapes. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, he says, Kol sheshem toladto karuya olav, meaning any species where the name of the offspring is called on it. So what he's referring to is date honey is called date honey, not just honey. And the chometz sitvaniot, it's not just called chometz. Chometz was typically made from normal wine. This is made directly from these bad grapes. It's called chometz sitvaniot, not just chometz. So it has the name of the source. So in this case, noder hemenu, v'noder hemenu, and he took a vow against the source, the dates or the sitvaniot here, asur af miyotze hemenu. So he's forbidden also in what comes from it, if it shares the name. The dates leads to an iser, an date honey. The chachamim matirim, the sages allow it. Now this isn't going directly on Rabbi Yehuda, this is actually going back to the grapes, the sitvaniot, the inferior grapes. So the sages here would allow the person to eat the inferior grapes if they really wanted to, but they couldn't actually eat the vinegar because almost all of these grapes were made into vinegar because they weren't really good for eating. So since the main product of this kind of fruit is the vinegar, he would be forbidden to partake of the vinegar. But not actually the fruits, the sitvaniot themselves, because they're not really normally eaten. Let's go on to Mishneh Tet. Hanoder min hayayin. Someone takes a vow from the wine. Mutter b'yein tapuchim. He's allowed to have wine made of apple juice, apple cider. Min hashemen. If he takes a vow forbidding any use of the oil, shemen. Mutter, he's allowed to use which oil? B'shemen shumshamim, sesame seed oil. I believe the Gemara explains that this Mishnah is an Eretz Yisrael Mishnah, as they are here, and they would use olive oil. So regular oil, shemen without an appellation, is olive oil. It doesn't include sesame oil. That wasn't normally used. But in Bavel, they would normally use sesame oil. They'd have to import olive oil. So over there, lashon b'nei adam, the normal linguistic use that people have, would be different in Bavel or in Eretz Yisrael. They use different oils. Now the Mishnah goes on, min advash, his neder is against honey, mutter bedvash tamarim. He's allowed to partake in the honey that oozes out of dates. Now as an aside, it's really interesting that the words honey were normally understood as bee honey. There's actually a Gemara in Ketuvot 111b where was Rami Bar Yechezkel went to Bnei Brak and saw these fat goats grazing under a big fig tree, and there was honey oozing out of the figs and milk dripping from the udders of the goats mixing together. So he said, this is the pasuk, Eretz Zvat Chalav Udvash, a land flowing with milk and honey. That pasuk is in Shemot in Exodus chapter 3. It also appears in a few places in scripture, Eretz Zvat Chalav Udvash, the land of milk and honey. So the verse might also be referring to the honey of fruits, not just of bees, but people colloquially, when they said honey, they meant bees. So that's what the neder included. Now the Mishnah continues, min hometz, from vinegar, mutter b'chometz sitvaniot. He's allowed to drink the vinegar made from sitvaniot, the inferior grapes that we just discussed. Min akreshim, from leeks, mutter b'kaflotot. He can have kaflotot, even though those are a type of leek. They're sort of a category of leeks, but people don't call them kreshim. They call them kaflotot. They're not considered kreshim. Mina yurek, if he takes the vow from yurek. Yurek means green, but it means vegetables. Mutter birakot hasode. He's allowed to have vegetables from the field. Now, most vegetables grow in the garden and they're planted from seeds. But when you plant a field of grains, sometimes wild vegetables sort of just sprout up. And that's not included with the neder on yerek means garden vegetables. So these irakot ha-sadeh aren't included. Mishnah says, Mipnei shehu shem levai. They have a name that's an attachment. If somebody gathers some wild vegetables from out in the field, you know, they weren't planted there, he doesn't call them vegetables. They're not called yerek. They're called yerek ha-sadeh. Because whenever someone says yerek, they know it's garden vegetables. An interesting example is Reuven. Reuven picks the mandrakes from a field. They weren't planted there, they were just growing wild. That's why he had permission to go and take them and give them to his mother Leah as a fertility boon. Yasher kochachem, sei gesund.